The committee of four Mitkoff Island residents is charged with gathering signatures and making the city's case for forming a Petersburg borough. To that end, the committee plans to do a series of newspaper and radio advertisements this fall and hold public hearings on the proposed borough later this month. City Manager Scott Hahn said Petersburg's best argument for a borough was an issue of fairness.
To me, that's the only way I can kind of sell it in my mind is that, well, everybody, you know, benefits to various degrees by the protections that the government tries to provide for fisheries or for anything in this area, and particularly everybody uses the facilities in Petersburg, and we're kind of the home port area, that it's a matter of fairness. And you can disagree, and you say, I don't want to be a part of that, or I don't feel like it, but that's the bottom line. The argument to me is that, well, okay, that's fine, but we believe that it's a matter of fairness.
In order to send the borough petition on to the state's local boundary commission, the city needs to gather about 150 signatures from voters who live inside Petersburg's city limits and around 22 signatures from people from outside of city limits within the proposed borough boundaries. The proposed borough would cover all of Mitkoff and Wawodski Islands, roughly half of Kuprinoff Island, including the small city of Kuprinoff, as well as the mainland from Laconie Bay to Holcomb Bay. In 2008, the city fell short of the needed signatures of non-Petersburg residents on an earlier version of the borough petition. Borough opponents have raised concerns over the potential for new rules, regulations, and a borough property tax. Committee member Doug Weldy thought out-of-town residents fall into one of two camps on the issue.
In some folks' minds, it's going to be a one-answer issue. Taxation, they're against it.
Right.
And then with others, there will be a multitude of reasons, and hopefully the reasons to outweigh the reasons not to.
Committee and staff members have already started to gather signatures. They plan to continue that effort for the next 2 months. Ryan McFarland was elected chair of the committee, and other committee members are Bill Tremblay, Doug Weldy, and Dennis Rogers. The committee plans to hold two public hearings at the end of the month in an attempt to answer questions and concerns about the proposed borough. The hearings will be Monday, October 25th at 11 a.m., with the second planned for Thursday, October 28th at 6 p.m. The petition is available on the city's website. And if the city is able to gather enough signatures, the petition will be sent on to the state's local boundary commission. That commission has a public process which will include separate hearings and a public vote on the new borough. In Petersburg, I'm Joe Vicknicky.